Hey, this is Paula Souza, and you're listening to the 3-Minute Message Podcast. Go to 3MinuteMessage.com now for exclusive freebies, life hacks, and inspiration to transform your life and help you grow God's business. Join the community over at 3MinuteMessage.com. That's the number 3MinuteMessage.com spelled out. Now, here's today's 3-Minute Message. I think I may be too dignified in my worship of God. When I was a kid, I went to a lot of high school dances, and it wasn't because I was a dancer per se. I was a break dancer, a b-boy, and I'm thinking about getting back into it. In fact, my boys are going to make a little documentary, a movie, tracking my comeback called, wait for it, Breaking Dad. Get it? Anyway, all this to say that if I'm faced with certain conditions, I will automatically start breakdancing. After the hours and hours and hours of practicing moves and routines, there are certain things that force me to move like a Pavlovian dog when he hears a bell ring. I want to be at a point in my worship of God that when certain conditions are present, that is, when God's presence is present, I jump, I lift my hands, I dance, I get undignified but don't even notice myself because my attention is so on God. Think about when this normally happens outside of worship. Maybe Super Bowl Sunday. Did anyone jump up and down when their favorite team scored a touchdown? Anyone raise their hands in victory? Obviously, I'm speaking to you Seattle fans out there because there weren't many opportunities for Denver. Too soon? Sorry. But you get what I mean, right? Now, dancing for some Christians is not something anyone should do. And this video message will probably get stopped right now. Still here? All right, good. Because if King David in the Bible, the one God described as a man after his own heart, was a dancer, then please, let's dance. Now, it's not about if you have any dancing skills, like you have to be good enough for the show so you think you can dance, or you have to be Alan Lau, my dancing friend, or anything like that. No, it's not about the dancing moves. It's about the worshiping heart. David danced in worship with all his might while he and the entire house of Israel brought up the ark of the Lord with shouts and the sounds of trumpets, what it says in Samuel. His wife was watching from the window, and the Bible says that when she saw King David leaping and dancing before the Lord, she despised him in her heart. David's response to her clarifies his heart of worship. He said that he danced before the Lord in celebration and that he would, in his worship, become even more undignified than this, he said, and be humiliated in his own eyes. Can you imagine if you were there and you saw King David dancing like that? Can you imagine if David came to your church and started doing that? Or how about maybe imagine if your pastor or your minister started dancing around like that? Crazy. Hey, we should all be so filled with awe, excitement, and enthusiasm that we forget our own selves and worship God's almighty self without reservation, without thought of self-protection or preservation. God is worthy of all, every part, 100% of our heart and our worship. Let's get undignified.